step back a little bit. Get up on the microphone, sorry.
Sorry, I left out your hymn. The journey. Our life is a journey. And we journey on, and sometimes we stumble, and sometimes we fall, and sometimes we sell ourselves out for cheap grace. Sometimes we demand so much that somehow it never is ours because we demand too much. Anyhow, today is the story of the journey, and we have the story in the gospel of Jesus making his journey, and it's intended to be our first reading in the season of Lent, because Lent is a 40 plus day time in which we journey to Easter, and it's a time that is marked by intentionality as well as receptivity. Two hallmarks of this journey that we make has to do with what we would like to see happen and how open we will be to it happening in and with us. Well, journeys usually involve packing, and some of you have just unpacked. Maybe some of you are getting ready to pack to go back home. We always set on a journey because we pack things that are necessary for our journey. We pack those things that will give us layers. I always envy Mackie and you ladies because you get by with such layers that your outfits constantly change, and yet your suitcase is so much lighter than mine. We also pack treasures. I always pack a few of my treasures to take along with me. I'm particularly fascinated by lights. And so I have these lights that will go on. In fact, recently at Christmas time, someone gave me a switch plate. Maybe some of you have seen it, with a switch, and you're supposed to tape it up on the wall, and you turn it on, and it'll blind you because it's intended to be a night light. But it's also a blinding light if you look too carefully at it. Anyhow, they're treasures. Their crosses, their jewelry, their special knives that we take. We're going on a journey, and you need to have some of these necessities. But Jesus doesn't take anything with him. You know, notice that? There's nothing mentioned even about his clothing. So one wonders, when he went out into the desert, what did he wear? Did he dress like his cousin John the Baptist? Did he have sandals on his feet, or was he barefoot? Those things are not important to Jesus' journey. He went as he was and where he wanted to go. And he wandered around probably for a good long time, and then came the 40 days. And the 40 days were days in which his tradition for trying to sort things out. And that's what's going on in the journey. What is all of this going to mean to me? This thing called baptism. This event that took place in the River Jordan. This voice that I heard and some others heard. A voice that said, "You are my son, my beloved." And then commanded the people, "Listen to him." I get pretty hungry from time to time, as you do, I'm sure, and I get grumpy when I get hungry, and I have to have some food because my energy level is sinking. And for 40 days, if you don't eat — it doesn't say he didn't drink, I hope he drank water, I'm constantly reminded that I need to drink more water — but in any event, you begin to flag, you begin to deteriorate, you're in a period of diminishment, and your resources are less and less, and so you're more and more fatigued. Jesus was fatigued And so do you and I become fatigued in our journeys. Not just with the heavier suitcases, but we get fatigued with all the responsibilities we have. You know, have we called the airlines? Do we have the plane tickets? Do we have the taxi lined up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? All of the things that we have to worry ourselves with. And they wear us down. It's no accident that we sleep more the older we get. We sleep more often, I should say, the older we get. Because we have to recharge the batteries, and the batteries are already been spent by the years that they've been in service. Somebody reminded me there is an expiration date on the bottom of my foot. It's real hard to be able to see it, but I certainly can feel it, the diminishment. Well, temptations are a variety of temptations, and usually they have to do with my being the center of something versus someone else being the center. And that's the reason in your bulletin this morning for your journey this Lent, I provided you with a bookmark. I hope you got one. If you didn't, and on the way out, you'll get one. There's also a piece of string that's tied on the back of the bookmark. And these are intended to be some tools that you might take on your journey, okay? And be kinder than necessary is a kind of a mantra for your journey. Be kinder than necessary. My rector gave me this nameplate. And she passed it out with much great conversation and explanation, but it's caused me to keep this constantly by my computer. And I encourage you, because I know on your journey you'll take a book or a computer or something like that, keep it with you at that time as an intentional reminder of your time in Lent. And then I put on the back of it, I should have been a kindergarten teacher actually. I put on the back of it a piece of string. And would somebody be ever so kind as to tie the string on my finger? You're a bit tired. That's all right. Nope, on my finger. Tie a bow. And they said really tight. Yeah. You know how difficult it is to tie a bow on your own finger? Has anybody ever done that? This person was ever so kind to do that for me. And so I've also supplied you with a piece of string that you, in turn, can be ever so kind, like Rachel. Unnecessarily kind to tie the string on someone else's finger. And what is a string and a bow and a finger intended to do? To remind you. And we used to see that symbol all the time, but I don't see that symbol very much anymore, do you? But it's to remind us of our intentionality for the season of Lent. Have you ever said along life's way, there go I, but for the grace of God? How many of you have said that? But you know what I'm talking about. There go I, but for the grace of God is usually said at a time in which there is misfortune for somebody. And it's not that we are bragging about our good fortune. And it's not that we are especially happy that somebody else is having misfortune, but we talk about grace. Which I was spending a little word study this week on the word grace. And gratia is a Latin word for grace. Those of you who remember your Latin. And you will perhaps remember that the word means kindness. Spend a little time in your journey this Lent. And do a little study about the word kindness. Because indeed, it was a great kindness that you and I are gathered together here sacramentally. And in your journey, usually you start out with some sort of a chant. So I'm going to teach you one. You need to say this after me if I get it right. An outward and visible sign. Of an inward and spiritual grace. If you're really cool, you can just use the abbreviations of the first letter of the words, and that would make it your chant for the season of Lent. Because when I first became an Anglican, that's the first thing I learned, that the definition of the sacrament, this body, on this journey, was an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace. A way that that grace takes shape in your life and in mine is through kindnesses. All the kindnesses that we've experienced in life, special ones. You remember those? I'm sure you remember the big temptations you had growing up. You probably wouldn't guess this, but I was recruited to be an escort in Miami Beach when I was a teenager. Now, you know, ladies get recruited to be escorts. We read all about that. Guys get recruited too. Thank God I was too young to really understand and go in that direction. Kindness stepped in the way of making a false choice. You remember your temptations. Do you remember your kindnesses? Do you remember the people that stepped in your way as you journeyed and gave you a clue that maybe going this way might be better than going this way? Think of your journey. Embrace your journey. It's a journey that God has put you in right now, in this place. Maybe you intended to be here, maybe you didn't. But you are here. Your first Sunday in Lent, you've started the journey. Walk with God. Walk with God, and as Micah says, walk humbly with your God and embrace the journey that is before you. Amen. Amen.